So, I got nothing today.
About damn time. Happy 420.
Yep, even though this video is going to drop on Friday, but you know, it's 420 today while we're recording.
Yes.
I hope everybody is having a highly blessed day.
Highly blessed.
Also, don't forget to purchase your Ultra at shop.ultra.
I'll take it from here, guys. Make sure you guys follow Ultra at shop.ultra. And hit their website at ultra.shop. And make sure you know you can copy a sweater, hoodie, shirt like Rob got over there. Get fresh and clean. Use our promo code BLDXS21. And you know, get fit. 10% off your order, baby.
Yep. Support your local owned black businesses.
Yes, sir.
So again, thanks.
We appreciate you, BY.
Thank you, sir. So let's get straight to the shoe talks, baby. So
what's going on with these shoes?
Ain't much going on this week, man. But you know, Friday we got some more
something
dunks.
Going on.
We got some more dunks again. Sneakers. We're doing the Hawaii.
Yeah.
I am actually a fan of these. Unfortunately, I know I'm not gonna get these, so I'm not gonna try anymore. I'm at the point now I'm starting to give up on sneakers and now Adidas because I didn't get my towels, my towelie, and I didn't get the Sean Witherspoon Super Earth. So it's to the point now I just give up on getting shoes now.
I mean, these raffle digital ticket thing, hope you get it, is hard, man.
Pause. It's definitely hard. Pause. But it's no chance for me anymore. I'm better off just doing, you know, just keep clicking add to cart than just waiting for the draw because I feel like my chances are not even great anymore.
No, it's definitely hard. And
stop saying hard, man. Pause. Hit the pause button.
Do we have a pause button?
I don't know. Yeah, add a pause button there somewhere.
But, the Hawaii shoe is actually pretty dope. And if I'm not mistaken, you can,
You can cut them out and cut them out. Yeah.
Yeah, you can cut parts off and get a little fancy and different. So everybody's shoe color different.
Yeah.
But the same.
I'm not getting them because I know I'm not going to get them. So I'm not even going to try anymore.
So you're over it.
I'm to the point I'm over it now. It's going to be starting getting just shoes that nobody wants or even think about getting. I'm done with these hype beast shoes. I'm done.
Just like that video you did.
Shoes that no one wears, because no one will wear them. So then Saturday, 424, we got the Griffies. I think we said it last week, the Jackie Robinsons.
Jackie Robinson joint.
All black shoes, just got Jackie Robinson number on it, you know, commemorative and all, but.
What's Jackie Robinson number?
Was it a 42? Was it 42 or 24? Yeah, I was right. 42. Made me second guess myself. So what do you think about the shoes?
I don't like the shoe style. The black makes it look better. That blue suede joint that came out last week.
Mm.
I could do without, but at least this black colorway is actually pretty cool looking.
So I'm assuming if Ye put his name on these or had some input on his shoe, you would buy it, correct?
No. Because he wouldn't do that.
You hear that first. Heard it here first.
Call me A.
And also, on the 24th, we got...
Just put it up there. Let the people see it, man. And make it hot.
I don't even want to look. I don't want to look.
Man, we got the Yeezy 700s, man.
To be honest with you, I like the colorway. I actually like the colorway. But the shoe still, no.
You crazy with that boost in there, too, man. It's a comfortable shoe, stylish, you can wear it how you want. Why not?
Nope.
good luck to you guys out there that's trying to get them. But in the meantime, call me Ye.
Oh, somebody from Adidas or Yeezy Supply. Somebody call this man, you
call
know.
Me. Somebody.
Also the 24th, I mean, sorry, not 24th, the 28th.
Yeah, midweek.
Midweek.
Next week.
We got the LeBron 8s, orange and blue. I call them the Knicks, but they call them the HWC.
2021.
Yeah. Hardwood color, I don't know.
Hardwood classic.
Hardwood classic. It's probably hardwood classic, I don't know, but I actually like them again, but I'm not gonna try because I know I'm not gonna get a shoe.
Ooh.
How about yourself, sir?
I like this shoe. It's one of my favorite LeBrons.
The 8s?
The 8s.
Okay.
But it's not my favorite colorway. but I do expect this shoe to sell.
Wait. Kanye has a color almost identical, blue and orange.
I'm not talking about, let me rephrase that. The colorway on that shoe. Tell me the color on that shoe is not better than, it was better than the colorway on the 700. You crazy if you think.
I'm just saying, it's still the same color.
But it's
it might be a different darker tint.
It's different.
I can't, guys. I can't win this battle.
He can't, and he won't.
I just can't.
It's different.
And also, that same week, Wednesday, same day actually, we got the Jordan 4 UNCs.
Oh man, them things, I like those.
It's a tough shoe,
yeah,
but
I like those.
I'm not gonna get them. You know why? I'm not gonna win. I'm not.
But are you gonna try?
No, I think today I'm gonna declare it. I'm tired of sneakers apps, and I'm tired of Adidas apps. I'm just gonna just find something else. Like,
remember he said this, everybody.
If I luck up on some shoes that's from somebody I know, or I happen to walk in the store and they just happen to have my size, but that's rare. But right now, I'm done with the apps. You know what? I'm deleting sneakers right now.
I bet you won't. Show the people. Oh, what's going on? What happened? Let me see.
Okay.
I want to see it.
I remember the delete app. Boom. Boom.
Oh, he deleted sneakers. Don't delete that confirmed app, though. But I keep the confirmed app. Yeah.
So I deleted sneakers.
He deleted sneakers though.
Only because, you know, Adidas, they have other stuff that I wear. So I have no problem with that. But sneakers, I'm done with y'all.
It's just better.
I'm done. So, let's get to the top of the day. So, you know, a lot of people buy shoes and everyone has their own type of collection or certain collection. You know, it could be Hypebeast, it could be just, you know, brands that no one wears. Like, okay. What makes you a sneakerhead? Like, what makes a person a sneakerhead? Like, does a person have to have knowledge,
yes,
of shoe history?
Yes.
Or a person that just buy shoes and just have their own collection?
A little bit of both, right? I think it's like, so I've met some sneakerheads who sell shoes. Or they call themselves sneakerheads because they sell shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know nothing about the history of the shoes that you're selling.
Okay.
So for me, that's not a sneakerhead. That's just somebody trying to make a profit.
Okay, so what if someone is new that's wanting to buy shoes? Like,
okay.
But again, they don't know the history of the shoes. You know, they just like the shoe because it's a nice shoe. And they have a collection of shoes. Or it doesn't have to be Hypebeast shoe. It doesn't have to be.
It don't have to be.
It don't have to be Jordans. Like, they just have a collection of shoes. Are they still considered a sneakerhead?
I mean, if you're just starting out and doing anything, you want to learn from the ground up, right? You want to learn where it came from. You want to learn how to do it. And you want to, I guess in this instance, collect stuff that you like and stuff that you're sought out for.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind.
In my mind.
But now in my mind, I feel like you can't consider yourself a sneakerhead if you know nothing about shoes, if you don't know the basic things. Like, everybody's always like, I mean, people, oh man, the Nike Air Max, woo woo woo, they so cool and this and that. And I'm like, okay, cool. I posted something today. What year did the OG Air Max did they come out? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly everybody got it wrong. And a couple of those people were people that are sneaker heads.
So let me ask you this, because I didn't see the question or whatever. So what is OG Air Max? Are we talking about when the movie released?
No, because Nike didn't have those.
But that's what the two was actually based off.
But it's not an Air Mag then. It's an Air Mag when Nike made it.
It's still technically Nike.
No, it's not.
Do you remember the movie? Do you remember the movie? What's the movie?
Back to the Future.
Nike had something to do with that.
Oh my gosh. The OG Air
Mag. Look, everybody that knows wrong.
Oh my God.
Back in the 80s, when Back to the Future came out, that's the OG pair.
In 86, you're crazy?
That's the OG pair.
And a lot of people didn't even know the movie came out in 86. You learned something new.
Probably half of our viewers are probably still 20, 21.
And the Air Mag is their favorite shoe.
Expensive shoe. But I will agree. Sneakerhead does need to know the history of the shoe. But you can also be a casual sneakerhead if you just buy a whole bunch of some Adidas NMDs or some Air Force Ones and stuff like that, you know. You can be a casual sneakerhead.
What the hell is a casual sneakerhead? If you get a Jordan 1 and they give you, you like, oh shit, it's the first shoe Jordan played in, you're going to go back and look at it. If you don't go back and look at it.
But some people don't care. Like I said, they just don't care.
Then you like shoes. You're not a sneakerhead at that point.
Oh my God.
You just like shoes.
Well, I can't talk because you are Adidas guy. I'm sorry, an Yeezy guy. So where's the history in that? Like Kanye just makes 700s. Where's the history in that?
What do you mean, where's the history in that?
Yeah, where's the history?
It's not about the number on the shoe. It's about the effort put into the shoe. And it's about coming from the bottom to the top. Oh, and that's exactly what he did when the 750s came out, which is not 700, but it's 750.
You know what, guys? We want to just call it a day here.
Call me in.
Again, we thank you all for supporting us. We thank you for the feedback you've given us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below. Like, what makes you a sneakerhead, or what makes a person a sneakerhead, I should say.
Are you a sneakerhead? Shit.
So, with that being said,
real quick, are you a sneakerhead?
Used to be.
Okay.
I gave up on it.
All right. You know.
So, with that being said, this concludes Ball Dudes and Shoes at 9. We thank you, Ty, and myself for joining us on this lovely session.
Yeah.
And we look forward to seeing you guys again, and again, and again.
Well, we did look forward to seeing us, hopefully, because we try to see as much as we can. If you follow us on Instagram, we can see you.
Definitely see you. Definitely see you. Again, thanks for everybody. Keep showing your shoes, too. We appreciate those on IG. Everybody showing their shoes. Thanks again.
It's been crazy lately.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of customs. It's everybody's collection.
Mad Vivid Customs, Keeping Up With Kim, Lock and Loaded Fit Journey. Just to name the last few.
Yeah.
People I've seen.
Shout out to y'all guys.
Man.
So again, thank you guys. Keep them coming. And we will see you guys next time.
Yes.
Peace. Peace.